Hi, I'm back with the timely advice which will help you change your attitude so that you could determine your altitude. In this age of Aquarius, the most important thing to keep in mind is that once a seed has been generated in your psyche, it's important to follow it through immediately. The Aquarian age requires the individual to always be connected to your feelings of your heart. Whenever our mind is working in sync with our heart, we shall always reach the correct conclusions. Normally, the mind and heart are always disconnected because the heart always feels and the mind contradicts and questions. It's like a tug of war between the North Node and Saturn. You experience being pulled in different directions, trying to reach the perfect solution, leaving you nerve-wrecked and energy-drained. You become indecisive and incoherent. This leads to procrastination, which makes the structure of your life weak, resulting in frustration and unhappiness. Now, the energies of the universe are very impactful on human psyche. They indicate and prompt what needs to be done at a particular time. These energies impact differently for each element sign depending upon the configuration of the planets. That is why it is said in our scriptures, as above, so below. Now, the planets always imply, they never compel. So if you pay attention, adhere and follow to what's been prompted to you through your heart, trust me, you will never go wrong. Like spiritualism, what is spiritualism? It is the connection to your heart, the connection to your spirit. Recollect the energies of the year 2019 and 2020. They were impacting the fire signs, which belonged to the fire element. It was a time of new norms to be initiated, and it was more prevalent and profound for the Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. The energies of the year 2021 and 2022 is impacting everyone in one way or the other, but they are more prevalent and profound for the Earth zodiac signs, because the Earth zodiac signs are of the Earth element. And this element are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. So it's the time for self-investment and self-improvement. The earth energies are very well known for carrying baggages on their shoulder. So it's the time to shed off that baggage. Those who can conquer their fears, anxieties, and face their truth stoically, they can declutter their lives and make way for the new to emerge. Insecurities need to be addressed firmly. Procrastination will be your biggest folly and sin. Be a leader for others to follow. By doing so, you may feel you're falling deep, but it would be a velvet landing. Success will follow bravery. Those who dare to dream and act immediately will eventually thrive. The only thing that the earth element signs need to do is to stop your fears and confront the issues head on. In doing so, the changes that happen will pave your way to success, happiness, and contentment for you. Be an architect of your fate and color your life the way you visualize. Speak your truth and walk your talk. You don't have to be aggressive. What's needed is just to be firm and polite. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Remove the words "what if" from your mind and for once speak your truth. Seek your truth. It's the time to do the right thing for yourself, which would automatically set the clock right for everyone else around you. Remember, when you are not speaking your truth, you're not only misleading yourself, but others also, which is reaping a bad karma, inviting frustrations for your own heart and others. It's very important to take care of your own inner needs rather than trying to be selfless and doing things for other people. retain the fact you can only bring happiness and do good for other people if you are truly content and happy within. All scriptures repeatedly advise that charity begins at home, and that home is your heart. Make the changes you seek now. If you change yourself, you change the world around you. So be the change you want to see. The time is ripe now to take the action needed, for the next cycle for personal changes are 10 years away. Do not waste time or procrastinate. As our revered Saint Kabir has very well said, Kal kare so aaj kar, aaj kare so ab. Pal mein parle hoegi, bahuri karega kab. Literally translated, don't leave things for tomorrow. Do it today. Instead, do it now. There is no time like the present. The next moment is unpredictable. So seize the opportunity and act. So till my next, stay blessed.